Yes. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad. Yeah, because I don't go that way. You know the one. You know what they did too is they just oil and tar. They just tar and stoned the rest of Marsh Road. I mean, it's like dangerous for motorcycles right now. Yeah, it's really bad. Are we on? Hello, how are you? Thank you so much for being here tonight. You are going to have a stupendous evening. I don't know, it just felt good to say. Okay, we are in what chapter? Next Levels. Thank you very much. All right. For all those that are online right now, if you would go to, can you run to my office and grab my my iPhone? It's plugged in by the computer. What I'll do is I'll get online. I'll go to His Tabernacle. And if you would like to field some questions, you can do that right there online. All right. We are in chapter 5 of the Purple Book. If you have the Blue Book, it's chapter 9 in one of the sub-9s. Okay. So what we've been doing is we've been talking about the resurrections. How many resurrections are there? Somebody said 3. How many resurrections are there? 4 resurrections. What are they? Jesus. The rapture. Nope, I didn't get into the other ones. Here we go. So you got your first 2 down, right? You got your first 2 down? Here we go. Here we go. How are you? Are you having a great night?
Amazing.
Didn't he do well on Sunday?
Yeah.
I mean, I was really trying to be nice to him, but it didn't work. Trying to push him over and hurt him. I tried. I tried. Let me see. Where are we? His Tabernacle. His Tabernacle. His Tabernacle. There you are. Okay. Are we there? Are we there? I'm scrolling. Be patient. Patience. Wow, the internet's slow in this room. Oh, my haircut does look good, doesn't it? Boy, it's getting gray, isn't it? Wow, I'm seeing myself on the picture. It's kind of scary. Do I look thinner? I do look okay. Jeepers. Sometimes you wonder how you look. Okay, here we go. So, we've been talking about the resurrections. I'll go through history one more time. We have creation, the fall of man. Fall of man created 2 holding tanks. Abraham's bosom, which was for the saints, and hell is for the sinners. Very good. We then went into the law. After the law, Jesus Christ came. Jesus Christ came, and he died on the cross. When he died on the cross, the Bible said in the book of Ephesians chapter 4 that he went and preached captivity to the captives, and then that means he went to Abraham's bosom. Remember Abraham's bosom? They were covered with the blood of animals, but they were not washed away. Therefore, they could not be in the presence of God himself. The moment Christ died, the blood, the lamb that was slain before the foundations of the earth, Jesus Christ applied the blood, and then he resurrected, and Abraham's bosom and all those in Abraham's bosom were resurrected, and Christ sat on the right hand of the Father. We then had the Holy Spirit being sent, which is the launching of the church, Acts chapter 1. And they were baptized in the Holy Ghost. Peter preached the first message, Acts chapter 2. That day, 3,000 men got saved. They figure between men and women, about 5,000. And then again in chapter 4, another 5,000 men got saved, which added up over, they figure in right around 15,000 to 20,000 people born again, within 2 chapters. Now, the church age is the age that we're still living in. So the first resurrection is Jesus Christ, resurrected to the right hand of the Father. John chapter 14 and 16, Jesus sent the Holy Spirit, and now he abides within us. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved, which means that you literally become possessed by God. Your spirit man goes from death to life, darkness to light. You become alive in Christ. That is the book of Ephesians chapter 2. Now, Galatians chapter 2. I saw it. I passed by as I was watching. Here we go. At the end of the church age, if you're a pre-rapture Christian, you will be resurrected. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18, the trumpet of God shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Those that are alive remain shall be caught up together in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. So the rapture of the church, as you're being raptured, we know the dead in Christ, all those who died in the church age, their physical bodies will meet up with their spirits because their spirits are already in heaven. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord now during the church age. So now your physical body, your spiritual body meet and you go to what's called, we'll be talking about that in a few minutes, the Bema Seat of Christ. At the Bema Seat of Christ, all your words and your works will be judged. You'll then receive crowns. And those crowns, later on in the book of Revelation chapter 5, will be throwing at the very feet of Christ, giving him glory with them. Even the works that we do are to bring glory to Christ. Can I hear an amen or oh my? After that, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, you'll be receiving your glorified body. You'll be getting the body of Christ. What the body of Christ is there is no blood in the body of Christ. Right now, the book of Leviticus says life is in the blood. But when you and I receive our glorified body, the Bible said we're taking off corruption and putting on incorruption. 1 Corinthians 15 is a great read, by the way, if you've never read it before. It shows you that Paul makes a declaration, if there was no resurrection, then your faith is in vain. But then gets into the latter times in the twinkling of an eye that Christ will come and then what kind of body you'll be receiving. So we'll be receiving our glorified bodies. Therefore, we will have the body of Christ. There'll be no more sickness, no more disease, there'll be no more sorrow, there'll be no more tears, according to the book of Revelation chapter 21. What will happen is then we'll be entering into what's called the marriage supper of the Lamb. For 7 years, we'll be partying with Christ. Remember, we are called the bride of Christ, and we'll be married with Christ at that period. Now, the reason it's seven is because the Jewish customs were, when they did a wedding, it was a seven-day event. So we will have a seven-year period of time in heaven that we will be rejoicing, partying, having a great time with our new king, our new savior, our new groom, Jesus Christ. At the same time, what's happening on earth is horrific. We know that the moment the rapture of the church happens, the salt and the light are removed. Who's the salt and who's the light? We are. What's the purpose for salt? The purpose for salt in the time of the Bible was actually money. It was a money exchange. But also, because they did not have refrigeration, it was a preservative. So what happened was this, is that when the salt and the light is removed, then darkness comes, amen, and also salt, the preservers are removed. Who's the preservers? We're the preservers. At the same time, we already went through the verse in Thessalonians, that the restrainer will be removed. Who's the restrainer? The Holy Spirit. Right now, you and I have the Holy Spirit. If you've sinned, you feel conviction. Amen? The Bible says in the book of John, chapter 14 and 16, the purpose of the Holy Spirit is to bring conviction. So you and I have conviction. During the Great Tribulation period, the Holy Spirit will not be there. So therefore, their reaction to God will be more Old Covenant or Old Testament in reaction to God, but their salvation will still have to be through the blood of Jesus. So as we are partying in heaven, all hell is breaking forth. We have the seven seals. Within the seventh seal are the seven trumpets. Within the seventh trumpet are the seven bowls or vials, however you want to interpret that, meaning the same thing. In the first 3.5 years, the Bible says that there'd be great safety for the Jews. In fact, the Antichrist will be riding on the white horse, will bring safety and peace to the Middle East. And the Jews will be allowed to erect the temple, as it was described, and they'll be doing sacrifice like they did in the Old Covenant to God for the first 3.5 years. And they will not be tortured. They will not have unrest in Jerusalem. It will be a peaceful time as the Antichrist is setting himself up. We have then what happens after the sixth seal is revealed, getting ready for the seventh seal, which would open the first trumpet, which would be right here mid-tribulation. We have the abomination of desolation. So what will happen is the Antichrist will then go into the temple of God. Remember that the Jews have been worshiping at. He'll go into the temple of God. He'll take a pig, which is the most vile animal according to Jewish custom, and he will butcher it on the altar of God and then sit on the throne of God declaring that he is God. Now, what a lot of people don't know is in every temple, they have an actual throne or a seat set apart for the Messiah. He will actually come in and set himself down, declaring himself to be God. Scripturally, Daniel chapter 11 is called the abomination of desolation. At that point, we now see the book of Revelation unfolding even in a more intense way as the last 3.5 years open up. What happens in the last 3.5 years, it starts off with the three woes. What are the three woes? They are showing that whatever happened, and we know 2.57 billion people die in the first 3.5 years, that you ain't seen nothing yet, baby. Hang on for the ride. Once the first woe happens, we then see for the very first time the invasion of lateral time into eternal time. For the first time ever in the history of the Bible, we see heaven will be quiet for 30 minutes. Literally 30 minutes is what the scripture says. Remember that heaven is run on eternal time. A day is as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as a day. But what will happen is, because the woes are going to be so intense, immediately heaven will be quiet for 30 minutes. That means the angels that surround, according to the book of Isaiah chapter 6, the Bible says that there are angels that surround the throne of God crying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." We know the 24 elders, according to Revelation chapter 5, will be there and they are worshiping and casting their crowns, their Stephanos crowns before Christ, the Messiah, giving him glory. Everything is going to shut down in heaven. Everything is going to be quiet for 30 minutes. The Bible says that men in those days will go and they will hide in cliffs and they will shake their hand at God, still cursing him. I don't know about you, but I'd be smart enough to turn to him. But they're going to be shaking their fists and cursing God, declaring in hatred towards him. We do know there will be a 144,000. They are 12,000 from each tribe. They are Jews. The Bible says that God is going to mark them with a mark. Now, we don't know exactly what that mark is, but we do know this. That through the rest of the Great Tribulation period, after they are established, their whole job is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Their whole job is to go to every nation, kindred, and tongue, and to preach Jesus, to preach salvation. And the Bible says that many, 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 many people will be born again during the Great Tribulation period. Many of them will have to give their life for Christ. Isn't it amazing? People can't live for Christ now, but they think they're going to be able to die for Christ later. Listen, if you can't make it to church on a Sunday because you're lazy, what makes you think you're ever going to make it when persecution begins? That was free, by the way. Amen. So the trumpets happen, then the bowls happen. Another 2.75 billion people are going to be destroyed in this last portion. Now, after that happens, at the very end of the Great Tribulation period, we see Revelation chapter 19 unfolding. Something's happened now. What's happened is this, that there are three frogs. Now, they're not actual frogs. They're actually three demons. And their job is to gather the nations. They will go to the north, the south, and the east. Gog and Magog. They will draw in all of these people to fight against the Antichrist in the Valley of Megiddo, which is just outside of Jerusalem. And so what will happen is the armies from the north, which is Russia and parts of Europe, the armies of the south, which is Africa and Egypt, and the armies of the south, the Bible says that an army of 200 million will march down the Euphrates River and meet at the Valley of Megiddo to fight against the great Antichrist. But what will happen in Revelation chapter 19 is that Jesus Christ is going to come for the second coming. Remember, the rapture is different from the second coming. So Christ is going to come down riding a white horse. And all those that were raptured, right here, come on now, all those, the dead in Christ, all those from the church age, they will, remember, in white raiment. They've been given crowns, white raiment. and they will all be riding with Christ. Isn't that stinking cool? We get to ride with Christ. Now, we don't have to raise a sword. What's going to happen is the Bible said he's going to touch the Mount of Olives, and the Mount of Olives is going to split in two. Many people don't know this, but there's an actual earthquake fault right through the center of the Mount of Olives. Isn't that stinking cool? So Christ is going to put his foot down. That's the second coming. Remember the rapture. As it said in the book of Acts chapter 1, the angel said to the disciples as they watched Christ ascend, oh, I feel good tonight. As they watched Christ ascend, they said, see, as he goes, he's going to come. He never come back to the earth in the rapture. He actually comes in the clouds. But the second coming, he actually touches the Mount of Olives. It splits in two. And then all those armies that came to fight against the Antichrist in the Valley of Megiddo are going to turn against Christ instead of the Antichrist. And the Bible says that Christ, with the sword of his tongue, is going to slice them. And they will all be destroyed, all be killed in the Valley of Megiddo, them and their horses. And the Bible says in the great prophet that they will... the blood will be up to the horse's bridle in that point. At that very moment, the great tribulation period ceases. It stops. Now we're getting ready to enter into a new era. This is where we see the third resurrection. So the first resurrection is whom? The first resurrection is whom? Very good. Where did he resurrect to? Heaven. Yep, he resurrected to heaven. When he died, he went to Abraham's. Yep, there we go. Oh, come on, you got it. Where is it? The right hand of the